A large number of people have died trying to enter the U.S. from Mexico through Arizona. Rescue groups have reported finding the bodies of deceased migrants in increasing numbers. And here to discuss this from our Fronteras desk in Tucson is KJZZ's Michelle Marisco. Michelle, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So activist groups say they found the remains of 16 people who'd been dead just a day. We've already surpassed the number of deceased migrants we saw at this time last year. So what is going on? What's changed?
Yeah, so there's a few things that are constantly shifting yet again on the U.S.-Mexico border. Demographics, we have a very, very high number of people trying to enter the U.S. In some areas, it's as high as it was in 2000, which was a record year for undocumented immigrants to try to enter the United States through the Mexican border. They are coming up against a very different U.S. Border Patrol. The Border Patrol in 2000 was very focused on urban areas, and there wasn't a whole lot of infrastructure beyond that. Right now, there's a lot of infrastructure, even in more remote areas. A classic example of this is former President Donald Trump's own border wall, right? That are leading people to try to enter through ever more just rough terrain.
And we've all seen the effects of the brutal heat wave. Not a surprise in the summer, but it's been even worse than usual. It's taken a hold of the Southwest over the last few weeks. How much is that heat wave driving these numbers of fatal cases higher?
Yeah, so we've seen numbers, 105, 108, 110. The thing is for immigrants who are trying to cross that border, they are arriving in already stressed physical condition, right? Just from the fact that they've been traveling for a long time. It's not an easy trip for them. And when they get up to the U.S.-Mexico border, they're already stressed. Now you add on that a pretty brutal, fast-paced hike led by smugglers across that border, and you end up with a very unique circumstance of people who are trying to walk multiple miles in 105, 110 degree heat. I mean, the city of Phoenix is looking at closing trails anytime it gets above 105 for a reason. And these people who are succumbing to that heat in southern Arizona is a very good indicator of just how dangerous being out in that sort of temperature can be.
And when our conversation began, I gave the number of 16 people who'd been found dead in just a day. But these victims aren't the only ones out there, right? And who accounts for those who've died and are still missing in the desert?
Yeah, so we don't know. We know how many people have been found. We never know how many people actually died, because we don't know. We can make some assumptions. For example, many of those 16 people, as you noted, had been dead just a day. There was another number of 13 previously who'd been found after about a week of exposure. Those are the ones we know about, as always. The United States government has a policy of documenting the deaths that are reported to its agencies, i.e. CBP and the Border Patrol. But so, for example, you out hiking you find someone deceased, you don't call the Border Patrol, you call 911, right? So who logs that? The Sheriff's Department, usually. Sheriff's Department does not always coordinate the data with Customs and Border Protection. And then we end up with these numbers of people that literally are lost in the cracks.
And Michelle, finally, with all of this happening, all these migrant deaths happening, what has the U.S. government's official response been to all this?
Honestly, Vice President Kamala Harris was criticized very heavily for telling people the other day, don't come, when she was in Central America. This has been the response. I mean, the Border Patrol puts out, multimedia campaigns urging people not to listen to their smugglers. The State Department does many of the same sort of tactic of trying to reach out to people to try to tell them it's not worth the risk. And we've been doing that, you know, we've been seeing that since May of 2001, when the Yuma 14 died out on the Cabezapreta National Wildlife Refuge. It's now been 20 years, and you know, that is not, the message has not changed, but the success rate hasn't necessarily gone up.
Yeah, we'll be watching closely what happens there. That is KJZZ's Michel Morisco from the Fronteras Desk in Southern Arizona. Michel, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.